Madonna on the light, 93.9. It is 7:18. Melissa Foreman of the gang today, cloudy and 45. Tomorrow, clouds and rain, high 47. All right, we're set and ready. You excited? This is your opportunity to we'll get qualified for a Disney cruise. We are going to play a secret sound. If you think you know what it is, then sometime today, put in your guess. You could enter as many different things as you want. Right, Steven? Okay. What was that? Yeah. Okay. And there are clues. If you really afterwards cannot figure out what this is, there's clues in our picture gallery for today, which would be Wednesday. Also at WLIT.com. Keyword cruise. All right. Jimmy.
Yes.
By the way, when are we going to give the answers? Oh, we'll give the answers on Friday at 7:20 to what all the secret sounds were.
As well as announce the winner.
As well as announce the winner. Okay. So this didn't involve you getting lubed up in any sort of oil or anything.
That was yesterday.
Okay. All right. Here we go. And Stephen, by the way, are you putting up yesterday? You have to talk right into that microphone. Yesterday's qualifier, are you putting that up
sure
online?
Sure is. Yeah, right on your page.
Oh, it's already up. Okay. So you find out if you're the qualifier for yesterday at WLIT.com. Okay, here we go. Here's today's secret sound. And Jimmy, it wasn't your toaster being dragged by a 72 Cadillac? Is that what you said?
A station wagon.
Okay, no, one more time. What is this? Okay, if you think you know, or again, you want to take some guesses, there's a big clue. WLIT.com, keyword cruise. I'm dying for you to go on this. I literally, there's not a prize we give away that's going to be better than this. It's just an unbelievable cruise. So, all right, good luck at 7:20. Diane Banks is standing by now. 7:35, by the way, we're going to tell you what's going on with the Sears Tower and what they're going to be doing to it. Maybe you have some ideas to help out, so that's coming up. But Diane's got to look at what is happening in the rest of the world.
Well, the latest, your next news time, 7:35, headlines as they happen on 93.9 The Light.
All right, right before 7:35, the Sears Tower needs our help. We have to save it. We'll give you some details on what is happening with that coming up on The Light. I'm glad
to be Verizon Wireless. 93.9, The Light.
It's The Light, 93.9. It is 7:31. Melissa Foreman and the gang. Cloudy skies, 45 the high. By the way, some rain tomorrow. At least the temp's moving in the right direction. 47 will be our high. Don't forget, secret sound coming up at 8:20. If you missed it, we'll play a sound. You qualify for a Disney cruise on board the Wonder. It is just a once in a lifetime. Everybody loving it. Yeah, so nice. Also, at 8:30, almost impossible trivia. It's your chance to get Elton John, Billy Joel tickets, which now I think are officially sold out for both shows. So this is a once-in-a-lifetime also. Make sure you're listening at 8:30. And if you didn't hear, we were talking about the Sears Tower has some issues. They're trying to figure out if they may paint it. It's now black, but they might paint it silver in order for it to be economic, or not economic, for it to be environmentally friendly. And they're also trying to figure out ways to basically get more people to come and work or live in the Sears Tower, because there's like gaping holes of where people, you know, are living. Or, you know, the spaces that are empty. Where did Jimmy go, by the way? I heard a big splash and now I looked around. Tony, is he around?
He's going to find paint for the tower.
Okay. Oh, okay, I guess. So, Diane, you heard about this story, right?
Yeah. I mean,
okay, so
you know,
we were
Huh? Well, I mean, we're used to seeing it black, but if it's for environmental reasons, that's a good reason to make it silver.
I guess. But we were trying to come up with, like, if you were in charge of this building and you had to make it something that would actually draw Chicagoans into it, what could you do to the existing Sears Tower to make it so people wanted to come? Aside from being one of, you know, like the seven wonders of the world and being the tallest building almost on Earth. Some of the things we thought of, see if these are any good. You definitely have to put Chicago logos all over it. We thought, again, if you put a hat on top, no matter what it is, when you put a hat on top of something, it makes it more exciting to see, right?
Absolutely.
Like you could put a Cubs hat, you could put a Bears hat in the fall.
What about like a movie theater or an entertainment center to bring people downtown at night in the loop?
Jimmy brought this up. You could show movies on the side of the Sears Tower in the summer, which would be really cool.
What about like a 3D IMAX on the side of it?
That could be cool. Tony brought up putting Snuggies on it. Diane, do you like that idea? If you put Snuggies on the... And I guess there's some sort of Snuggie...
That's comforting.
Maybe it'd be cute.
How about make it look like the bean?
Okay, that's what I said. What if you mirrored it? Instead of making it silver, what if we made the whole Sears Tower all mirrors?
Right, make it look like
the
bean.
Would that be a problem with the birds?
Or more traditional, like Wrigley Field, some ivy.
Right. Oh, we put ivy all over it. What if, again, we brought up making it a rock climbing wall so people could pay some some cash?
Yeah, Spider-Man. There you go.
It.
The Spider-Man movie.
Oh. There could be some sort of Spider-Man ride or something that goes up and down on the outside. Okay, well, anyway, if you have any ideas, please email it to us because we definitely want to get a hold of the city of Chicago. We could all help out in really bringing the Sears Tower back to life. These days, there's always got to be a gimmick, you know?
Right.
So, okay. WLIT.com. You could click Melissa. Let us know what you could do.